You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on with a series that we need to ask everybody to be mature, to put on their big boy pants or big girl panties, and don't believe anything I say, any preacher says, any theologian says, anybody on radio or television says. Believe what your Bible and your Bible only says. That's what the Protestants claim, but you know what? They don't follow through. They accept Catholic tradition and Catholic heresy. And on a very important subject, God's Holy Spirit, what they define and call the Trinity. So which version of the Trinity, if you believe in this, do you believe in? The Catholic version, where you have one or three is one. You have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and they're all one. And they use a pagan fertility symbol, an egg, to define it. An egg, really? You're going to go to the, use an egg to define Jesus, his Father, and his Father's Holy Spirit? Or do you believe in the Pentecostal, the apostolic theory that there's only one, but those one, that one is three? All kinds of problems. If you haven't heard the previous shows, please go to the archives and listen. Questions to ask people, things to point out. Acts chapter 8, 17, 9, 17, both. After baptism, God's Spirit is received by the laying on of hands by those who have it. Now, this is what men are supposed to do. Unfortunately, they usually don't. God can work around that, but if you didn't have hands laid upon you when you were baptized, you missed a very important step. I ask you to read Acts 8:17 and 9:17 and see if this is something that you need. John 16:7, God's Spirit is our comforter, not some third deity, God's Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13 and 14, those that believe in Jesus will receive God's Holy Spirit. 1 John 3:24, to receive God's Spirit, we must, M-U-S-T, must keep the commandments. God gave his Spirit to the 70 elders back in the Torah, Numbers. Numbers 11:16. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and the officers over them. Bring them down to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit that is upon you and put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. So here, God gave the 70 rulers of Israel his Holy Spirit to help Moses serve and minister and lead the people. Moses had God's Holy Spirit. Why is it that people want to reject what Moses says? God gave him his Holy Spirit. He said, thus says the Lord, and then Moses told the people, so why do you want to reject what God says? Come here instead.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.